Danica and Jeb, thank you both so much for taking some time to talk with me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
So let's go back to the beginning. How did you guys get together as a duo?
Well, we met back in 2008, and I actually taught Danica how to play guitar, and she was really wanting to get out on the scene and perform immediately. And, you know, so I went to go see a couple of her shows, and
Jeb came and watched me play at this open mic night, and I messed up so bad. I actually cried afterward. I was so upset. And he said, you know what? Like, if at any time you want me to play with you, I can just stand next to you on a stage and play your exact same part. And so the next time he played with me, and from there, as I got more comfortable on my instrument, it just kind of progressed into what it is now.
I don't ever like telling that part of the story, just because I thought the mistake that she made on stage was really small. She thought it was a lot bigger than what it was.
Yeah, isn't that always how it is? Yeah. So, Danica, how do you guys describe your music when people ask about what your sound is?
Sure. We call it acoustic pop soul. Acoustic because we play acoustic instruments. Poppy, you know, it's catchy, uplifting music. And soul, that's pretty obvious. You know, like I really sing with a bluesy, soulful flair, and you can hear the soul definitely coming through in Jeb's guitar playing also.
So why is it that it is Danica and the Jeb? What's the story behind the Jeb? What did you do, Jeb, to be called the Jeb?
I don't really know. When we started, we were just Danica Holmes, the band, and we played for a while as a 4-piece, a 5-piece, even got up to a 10-piece there briefly. And then when we broke everything down to just the two of us, we went as Danica Holmes featuring Jeb Hart, which we took that from, pop stars working with, like, rap people coming in. It was always featuring, you know, so-and-so. Nashville didn't like that at all. So they were like, well, how about Danica and Jeb? And we're like, everybody has, every duo out there is just two names. And then somebody said, well, how about Holmes and Hart? And we were like, well, we're not a law firm, right? So, you know, we just really had to think about different things. And one day that's just what we thought of was it's short, it's sweet. It makes people ask questions.
And I've always been a fan of bands that are like Tom Petty and The Heartbreakers and Huey Lewis and The News, Grace Potter and The Nocturnals, basically somebody in the something. And oftentimes Jeb is the whole band by himself. So I said, would you be the Jeb? And he kind of was like, okay, that was it.
It does make you a little bit curious about who the Jeb or what the Jeb is, for sure.
Yeah, well, we figured that it had a little bit more impact than Danica and a Jeb.
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit with you both about songwriting. Maybe Danica, we can start with you. How do you, the two of you, approach songwriting, and do you play certain roles, or how does that work?
My favorite aspect of songwriting is melody. I love where the vocal goes. It's just magical to me. Jeb is a little bit more involved in the arrangement, the instrumental part. He can do something magical with a chord sequence behind a melody that I've come up with. And our lyrics are pretty much a joint process. And sometimes we bring in outside co-writers in Nashville as well. Mm-hmm.
So, Jeb, you typically would hear something that Danica has come up with, some lyrics or kind of a melody. And then what's your process for kind of filling in around that?
Yeah, you can hear Nashville in Danica's writing, and you can hear L.A. in mine. You know, you look back at the history of that, and I come from a group of people that the band was a band. It was never individuals, and a lot of times it's just a bunch of people getting together, having fun, and jamming out something that sounds cool before words ever get attached to it. So that's what I'm used to looking at things from. So a lot of times Danica will write the melody and the words and come to me and say, hey, you know, would you mind expanding this? And you know, I'll have a lot of different tracks already in mind, some already done in the studio, and just be thinking about, like, okay, what's going to sound good with this? And, you know, sometimes we have to write stuff from scratch, and other times I'm like, hey, I was working on something that would sound really good with that.
Well, we're really excited to hear all of that come to fruition here at the Sunflower Theater on in Cortez on Friday. I'm also just a little curious as what you guys have planned for 2019. Are you going to be in the studio? Do you have a lot of tours planned? What's going on with you guys?
Wow. You know, we've been doing this since 2010, and we've put out 5 CDs. One of them, the last one, was a double disc live album. And the reason why we went that direction is because, you know, primarily what people come and see us for is our live show. And we wanted to capture that on CD. Now, we're going to take that a step further, and we're going to start working on Patreon and a couple of times a month really be pushing out live videos of us performing, you know, some of our own stuff and some what we call original covers. And we're just going to record them in interesting places. So we might be in the studio recording those, or we might be in the middle of the desert recording those.
That's amazing. You know, it just makes me think of how much the industry has changed. I'm sure you've seen this happen, and just the vehicles for putting music and content and sharing with your fans is so different than it has been in the past.
It definitely is. But I hear a lot of negativity that surrounds that in the industry, but I'm excited about it. I like the fact that we can blend the visual content so much easier than it used to be. You know, if you wanted to put out a music video, that was almost impossible 20 years ago for anybody but the largest bands, because that was hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And now we can go out with really nice equipment, like I said, in the middle of the desert, find an interesting background, and do something really cool just because we have the day off.
Tell me a little bit about what the audience here at the Sunflower Theater in Cortez can expect on Friday night.
Sure. Our show, it's a variety of our own original music that we wrote. Most of it is our songs and stories, other people's stories as well. And Jeb mentioned original covers, so one of our favorite things to do is to take songs that most people would know, like a Beatles song, for example, and to completely put our own twist and our own version into that song. So it's kind of a variety. We both play guitar. I play keyboard for a few songs. I sing. We tell stories. There's some parts you might laugh. You know, I certainly don't try and make people cry, but I'm honest about difficult things that I've been through in my life and share those stories that might impact some people.
Sure. Well, we're really excited to have you here. And again, thanks for spending a little time talking with me today. I appreciate that.
Thanks for having us. See you Friday.
Danica and the Jeb, they're going to be at the Sunflower Theater this Friday, March 15th at 7:30 p.m. You can get your tickets right now at sunflowertheater.org. Thanks for listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder.